Drachnian, the echo of the first murder, is a demonic entity which first came into existence in the first act of human murder amongst mankind's ancient peoples at the dawn of the species, when one brother slew another for the first time. This event sparked in the warp such horror it caused a psychic event which would continue to grow as the species continued to grow and murder in the millennia afterwards. Drachnian is a demon of chaos and a match in strength and power to any of the greater demons of the four major powers. But in the warp, although the four main gods and the lesser demons which belong to them are the major force, there are other demons, which although not as powerful as a god, are able to exist independently of them, and I suppose could be considered lesser deities. Drachnian is one such demon, which grows powerful through the continuous acts of murder perpetuated by the human race, and potentially others, in a similar way to how the other gods and entities of the warp gain sustenance from their mortal followers performing various acts of worship, and the souls these acts create. Drachnian existed in this way for millennia, until it was coerced or convinced to aid the powers of the warp who were unified against the Emperor, known to them as the Anathema, who sought to cut them off and break humanity's reliance on warp travel, and perhaps permanently seal the real universe off permanently from the Immaterium, which would result in the destruction of the gods, or at least make eternity far more boring. This they could not allow, and while they had other plans in progress as the heresy was unleashed, they moved to stop the Emperor's progress at creating a permanent gateway from Terra to the Webway of the Old Ones, which would achieve his objectives. A legion of demons and traitor Astartes were unleashed on the Imperial-occupied Eldar city of Celestar, within the Webway, which the Emperor and the Mechanicum had managed to link using man-made Webway portals, so that below the Emperor's palace on Terra there was now, for the first time, an opening. However, the demonic and traitor forces were pushing back and attempting to use this portal to launch a direct attack on Terra from the Webway. The Imperial defence was centred on Celestar, and great were the battles between the Mechanicum, Custodians and Sisters of Silence forces against the Legions of Chaos. All the time, the Emperor of Mankind, augmented by the powers of the Golden Throne, attempted to hold back the raw power of the warp using his psychic powers. So their plan was basically to try and push them back to the Eternity Gate and stop the Emperor from being able to do this so that potentially a warp storm could be unleashed in the very centre of Terra. Into this mix came Drachnian, a supremely powerful being. It sought out suitable hosts to possess in order to confront the Emperor, the Anathema, and destroy him for itself and for the survival of all the Neverborn threatened by his grand plan. During the battle, it killed Custodians and Sisters of Silence, possessed a Titan and a Mechanicum commander, until the Emperor, seeing that the battle was lost and wishing to salvage what forces he could from the never-ending battle as they were pushed back and back towards the Eternity Gate and the Golden Throne, joined the battle, turning the tide for a time, and confronted the demon. With a voice that had broken legions and conquered worlds, he commanded Drachnian, "Show yourself!" And it did, taking the form of its origin, the Stone Age war chief, whose murder of its kin had caused the ripple in the warp that had birthed the demon. The Emperor and this visage of primordial humanity fought, and the demon's talons pierced the Emperor's flank, spilling his powerful blood. The Emperor dropped his flaming blade and seized the demon in both hands, using his unmatched psychic powers to force the demon to take a new form, which it would be bound and binded to, hereafter to the 41st millennium and beyond. A terrifying blade, covered in screaming faces, which devour the blood of those it cuts. Pulling the now demon sword from within himself, he called forth Tribune Ra Endemon of the Legio Custodes and thrust the blade into the bodyguard, where it disappeared and became bound within the body of the warrior. The Emperor then created a clear route into the Webway and commanded the warrior to run. And run he did. The fate of Drachnian and Ra Endemon is unknown, but what is known is that Abaddon the Despoiler gained possession of the blade in the First Black Crusade, 700 years after the defeat of Horus and the end of the heresy. Somehow, it had found its way to the Tower of Silence on the world of Uralan, within the Eye of Terror. Fighting his way through the labyrinthian crypts below the planet's surface, assailed by elemental entities, Abaddon was eventually led to the center and the sword by a mysterious golden figure. It is unknown if this was Ra, but it is supremely likely, And whether this was at the command of the now God Emperor of mankind is also unknown, but it is possible that the shattered psyche of the husk on the Golden Throne is attempting to alter the fates. Until these mysteries are revealed, we can only guess, but this terrifying blade is now in Abaddon's possession, and wielding it, he has slew untold thousands of mortals and demons. So powerful is the blade that no armor, soul, or twisted essence can resist its edge. Abaddon himself has gained power from the blade, making him an even more powerful warrior. And whatever plan the Despoiler has for the Imperium following the fall of Cadia and the rebirth of Gilliman, the demon blade of Drachnia, Echo of the First Murder, will be in his hand. Thanks for watching, everybody. Please subscribe for more and like, as that really helps. Let me know in the comments what you think. Oh, and if you've got any special requests for lore episodes that I could do in the future, let me know. And if you'd like to help the channel out, please take a look in the description for some links that can do that. But yeah, I will see you next time. Thanks very much for watching. Cheers.